Blog Talk Radio.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing. Talk about my home. Just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Jalisco,
Oseo, this is El Rai Smith. El Rai Tawa. You are tuned in live to another episode on our Talk Tons of America Network. Today, according to the Gregorian calendar, is March 2nd, 2017 BC. By control, not before Christ, or before the common era, BCE. Like, thank y'all for tuning in on a Friday night. All right, I know y'all have other things you could think of. You could spend your time, you know, doing interesting things, but you're here with me tonight. Like, I let all my followers know on Instagram and Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned, because we're going to get into it. It's going to get really interesting, okay? Tonight's show is going to be based upon the Black Panther. You know, that's what's trending right now. That's what's hot among, you know, not only indigenous Americans, but worldwide, okay? And to go further into that, we're going to discuss the American origin of the Black Panther, okay? Now, I have a few posts lined up that I'm going to read and that I created, I put together, and I'm going to read from, and so I can give you a little background as to where the information that I'm getting, and y'all can research this information yourself. That way you can verify it and know if it's true or false. All right, here we go. Now, I myself personally went to the movies about 2 weeks ago, and I saw the Black Panther for myself. Okay. So when I speak about it, it's because I saw it, and I'm just giving my what I got out of the Black Panther, and you know, some of the messages that I received. Okay. And I have not broken down all the messages yet, because there are many. There are many messages within the Black Panther as pertaining toward indigenous Americans. Okay. Now, before we begin, let's get into it. Let's look at, I don't want to spoil the movie, but for the people that haven't seen it, but in the movie, this is what it says. It says, long thought to be in South America, El Dorado, El Dorado, long thought to be in South America, is in Africa, in fact. Okay, so that's what they say in the movie. Long thought to be in South America, it is in Africa. So this is what they're saying. El Dorado, the golden mythical city of South America, or the Americas, has now been transported from the American landmass to the African landmass. But again, let's break it down. Let's look at it through, you know, our esoteric eye. Okay. The very word Wakanda, Wakanda. The origin of the word Wakanda is indigenous American, or so-called American Indian. Okay. The definition of Wakanda in the dictionary is the praise of nature among the indigenous North American peoples. All right. It also means Wakanda also means possessor of magical powers. Okay, let me repeat that. Wakanda in the indigenous American languages, specifically the Sioux and the Dakota, Wakanda means possessor of magical power, transformation, creation. Okay. So it's very evident that to the fact that Wakanda is in fact must be located in America, because the origin of the very word itself is purely indigenous American. It is found all throughout the Americas. Okay. In Dakota, there is, which is now a national land historic marker, Wakanda Park. It was an ancient prehistoric Indian mound burial ground. Okay. And look it up. It's in Wisconsin. It's called Wakanda Park. Then there's also a Wakanda in various parts of North America as well as South America. Right? So now we should check out, and I did a little research and I went into, you know, I went and checked out the African continent, and I tried to see if I could find Wakanda anywhere in Africa, and guess what popped up? Nothing. I could not find any connection to Africa pertaining to Wakanda, you know, name Wakanda. All right. And furthermore, I want to continue reading along one of the posts that I created dealing with the whole idea of the Black Panther. The term panther is basically an umbrella term, okay? The panther is, again, it's an umbrella term, okay? So that means they are leopards in Africa and Asia, and they are black jaguars in America. Okay. And it applies to these large black cats. Right? These large black felines all across the world. And specifically in America, it is the black jaguar. Okay? And this is evident in the archaeology and the temples and the ruins of the ancient indigenous American peoples, such as the Maya. They have temples commemorating and praising the power of the jaguar and calling upon the jaguar's strength and sight. Right? There's a jaguar temple located in Guatemala. Look this up if you don't believe me. Look up Wakanda Park in Wisconsin. Look up the Wakanda of the Sioux and the Dakota indigenous people. And not to have any spoilers for the new that go and watch Black Panther, but in the movie, you will notice that they have their arms crossed when whoever takes the liquid that enables them to call upon the power of the Black Panther, they cross their arms and they are buried. And that is a very symbolic gesture that is identical to the ancient Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians, if you study what I post in my blog talk radio, America is ancient Egypt. Okay? Let's be clear about that. America is ancient Egypt. So always remember that when you see any type of Egyptian symbology,
it is connected to indigenous Americans. And again, in this movie Black Panther, you will notice that the Black Panthers always have their arms crossed, and they get buried, and they get buried when they take this fluid. And another key tying the Black Panther directly to the American continent is the story of Bass. In the beginning of the movie, they tell you through the story, a visual story, how Bass, the god, gave her power, her feline power, to the first king of Wakanda, the first Black Panther king of Wakanda. And this enabled him to call upon the Black Panther in times of need and stress. So that's how the Black Panther was created. All right, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The lines are open. If you have any input, you know what I'm saying, you want to add in, you know, what you got out of the movie and what you thought, you know, was pretty relevant, you know, with the Black Panther's American origin, feel free to call in. The lines are open. We're going to take a short break while the callers call in. All right, we have one caller, digits ending in 4912. 4912, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, most definitely. Peace, brothers. First of all, thank you for spreading this knowledge, which I feel like most people really do need. Because just watching that movie can, to someone that doesn't study these things, can almost brainwash someone to thinking something else. But to people that actually research these things, to put an input, like you said, the jaguar is so important in indigenous America, where our ancestors were known to be like almost into an underworld or like the other
right.
side. You know,
right.
So you see that not again, not to spoil anything, but when he takes, you know, the concoction that they made, right?
Liquid.
And he gets the liquid, and he gets transported into another world, and you just see a whole bunch of panthers, and it's
right.
like a symbolization of all the ancestors. That part just blew my mind.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, wow. And but like you said, the jaguar has been used through all the civilizations, from the Mayans to indigenous Peru, all these Central American, most of them you could say believed in in this panther or this power of a war of like almost a warrior type thing.
Yeah.
And
true.
I just found it very, very, very crazy.
Yeah, I really like that scene with the panthers and, you know, symbolically the family tree. And that was pretty dope. Yeah.
Most definitely. But hey, thank you for taking the call, man. Just keep on spreading knowledge, because I follow you on your post, and people try to come in there and with the ignorance and the hate, But when people, I see it. I mean, I experience it in my own family. My bloodline comes down from the ancient, from Mayans and Taínos.
Okay.
So I get that's one question I wanted to ask you about the Taínos, because this is I've been having some trouble with my family lately, because one of my cousins has just he's been posting little things about saying how, you know, how Dominicans come from Africa. And this is something real important that I don't know if it ties into this or it would be something that I want to speak to you in a different time, because I know you don't have much time left on the.
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes, 3 minutes remaining.
So
man, it absolutely ties into, you know, what we're discussing. You know, the American origin. You know that.
Yeah. So we had a little quick, just to wrap it up really quick, we had a little confrontation, but he tried to put all Dominicans into this bubble of being from Africa and saying that we are, you know, that we're black. And I'm like, listen, first of all, I'm not black. I'm an indigenous, I'm an aborigine. Please don't label me as that. I'm red skinned. I'm talking about like orangey red, copper colored. I'm
right.
You know, that's not, you know. And he's like, I don't know where you're getting your research from. And I was like, man, just look at nature. Even if you don't believe in the books that I'm reading in, I was like, just look around, look at nature, look at where our people from, look at the island that we come from, look at, you know, it's. They were called Taíno Indians. They were not called Africans. You understand? Like, and
right.
But
right.
Everyone has their own journey. I wasn't mad at him. I just told him, like, listen, don't label me in that bubble that you just try to put yourself, that your oppressors are putting you in, because that's not where, you know, my bloodline comes from. My father comes from Mexico. He's down there in Michoacán, Mexico.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So that ties in. I mean, a lot of people need to start. It's hard for people to come into this information. That's why I'm glad I landed on your page, because you put things very clear.
Hey, man, appreciate that. Yeah, you're right. The ignorance is it's always there. Yeah. But yeah, pertaining to the Taíno people, man, I got some information on them, so I can definitely send that to you, or I can post it on the page. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. All right, man. Thank you, man. But peace and blessings, man. Continue doing what you do, and I also want to chop it up with you about agriculture, about some gardening, because I'm about to start doing my backyard. Gardening, since it's almost season ready. I got a couple stuff to chop it up with you, man. So definitely, I'll reach out to you on Instagram.
Bet, man, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, yeah, let's build.
Yeah,
let's
that's
build,
my
man.
Passion. Hey,
likewise. Anything nature. All right, man. I'll reach out to you, no brother. We'll be speaking.
All right, man. Take it easy. Appreciate the call, man.
Likewise, King. No problem. Take it easy.
Peace. We went into overtime, so I appreciate everyone for calling in. Appreciate the brother for hitting me up. I will be on tomorrow night. I want to conclude the next episode of Black Panther, American Origins. Part 2 of a 12-part series. And if you didn't catch this show, this is okay. You can come back and replay it. And as always, I want to leave y'all by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, Wado. Thank you.